It's the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, producer Andy in for Sam this week on your Thursday, Jane.
And if you came of age in the late 80s and early 90s in Toronto, then you are very likely a fan of our special guest. Scott Thompson originally captured our attention as a member of the Kids in the Hall with his many characters, including the beloved Buddy Cole. Well, Buddy Cole is still alive and well and will be featured by Scott Thompson in the 19th annual Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival coming up next month. And Scott Thompson has joined us in studio here at the Zoomerplex.
Scott Thompson, for goodness sakes!
Hello. Yeah. Hi there. Woo! Wow, that's very nice. That's a good intro.
Thank you for
a lot
coming
to live
in.
Up to. Nah.
So how have you been? What have you been doing since the pandemic?
Oh, geez, that's a pretty big question. What haven't you been doing? I've been doing a lot. I mean, the Kids in the Hall had a, we did a show during the pandemic and for Amazon Prime. That was very challenging in so many ways. And then after this whole thing ended, the pandemic, it was over. I just came out of it with this incredible need to perform and to create. Because I felt, you know, that the pandemic and all that had happened just kind of like squashed so many of us. And I'm not someone that I have to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I came out with a real, and the experience with the Kids in the Hall on Amazon Prime making comedy today was very difficult. It was, there was an enormous amount of censorship. And so after it came out, I went, like, for example, there were no Buddy Cole monologues allowed in the series. So when I came out of that, I went, well, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. And so I came out guns blazing.
Yeah.
And so I've just had this enormous period of, like, growth, creative growth. Like, I mean, when people try to stop you, it can be the worst thing, but it can be a very good thing. Sometimes I find that a roadblock can be exactly what you needed.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. So I'm going to go on stage where you can't stop me.
I'm scared to ask why Buddy Cole was censored.
Oh, just name it. Look, we live in a very different world today. And the Kids in the Hall have been around long enough that we've gone from one side to the other. And the censorship before, when we were in our heyday, was almost exclusively from the right. And now it's almost exclusively from the left. And that's a difficult thing for people to accept. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a very different kind of censorship. It's different. It's ideological. And it used to be about sex and nudity and all those other things. But not any longer. It's now more about ideology.
Yeah.
And if you are not really, well, in our, and also we went through a period when things got really, really bad. So we had a hell of a time. And you just were not allowed to make fun of or satirize certain pillars of the narrative. That's how I'll put it. Because I don't really, I like to leave most of it to Buddy because I was very angry at what it was happening. I couldn't believe that I'd arrived at this stage when I would be squashed so heavily. Well, and then I decided to give it all to Buddy. And Buddy took it, and he took it, and he transformed that anger into comedy. And so now I don't, like, I'm kind of over it. It's thanks to Buddy, because he's a character who doesn't let these things get to him. And so he just was like, just hand it over, and I'll make it funny. And because I wasn't capable of it yet, and he was. And so this show has been incredible, because it's just this, I just wade into every place I'm not supposed to. But the other thing that it's very interesting. I'm grateful now in a way for it. I know that sounds weird, but I'm grateful that they made me dangerous again for, like, we're on Zoomer Radio. For a man in your 60s to be told that you're dangerous, that's the greatest thing ever.
What a compliment, right?
What a compliment. Yes. I mean, that's so sexy.
Yeah. Speaking of sexy, Buddy Cole, sexy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Buddy Cole, because I love the, you know, you've been doing Buddy Cole for how many years now? Well, like, since 88? So
yeah, it's a long time. Let's just say a long time.
You know, yeah, a long
time. This is my first real character, the first real voice that I'd ever done that wasn't my own.
Mm-hmm. Where'd the inspiration come from? Because you don't come up with a character like Buddy Cole on your own, out of the blue, or do you?
I did it with I came up with it with Paul Bellini, who I've been writing and performing and creating with for so many years. It was the early days. It was like in the 80s when we were just finishing York University, and I wanted to be an actor, but I didn't know how to do it. I'd gone to acting school, but, you know, I'd been kicked out in my final year, so I just really wasn't doing it well. But then it was the beginning of the video revolution, and Paul got a big camera, and he carried it around everywhere, and he shot all of our group. And so he just turned the camera on me and just said, "Do something, Thompson." And so I just started doing this voice. And I think in many ways it was the Buddy Cole voice was like that kind of effeminacy that I was afraid that it would take me over one day. I thought, you know, because I grew up in a deeply homophobic time. So I was afraid to even act like that because I thought if I do, the wind will change and then I'll be like this forever.
You'll be an outcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're already, but then we were outcasts. And so I just did it. And the original inspiration was a person that I'd met, that I'd had a brief fling with, and he was a very effeminate guy, and he's too feminine for me, and I'm like, look at yourself, and you know what I mean? Scott, you ever heard your voice back on tape? Okay. And anyways, he was a very attractive man, and he died very early in the epidemic, but he was hot, and he was aggressive in a way, an alpha queen, and that was the inspiration. So I just started doing this voice, and I started pretending. The very original idea for Buddy was that he was like a vampire that had lived for thousands of years. I'd probably just read Interview with the Vampire, and so that was those two things came together, and I just started talking like him, and that was it. I never stopped.
Mm. We're with Canadian comedy legend Scott Thompson,
who just went off. I know. I'm sorry.
No, we love it.
And we're out of time.
I want to know what Buddy Cole is like in his 60s.
Mm. He's pretty much exactly the same. That's the thing. Like I look at it and I go, I didn't really change. The world around me changed. So Buddy's pretty much the same as he's always been. You know, I do the show, and it's so much new material. And at the end of the show, like, people really like the show, so I quite often do an encore. And I do the very first piece that I ever did for the kids in the hall. It's incredible how little I've moved. Like, I literally just, maybe a centimeter.
But what does that say about the character?
Well, the character's, he knows who he is. He's grounded. There are the certain thing obsessions that I go at with Buddy, and they're the same ones but before. So he's pretty much the same. He thinks he's the center of the world.
Yeah.
He doesn't really accept aging. He doesn't. He's always been like 47. You know, he never was young. He was never old. He's just kind of ageless. So he behaves the same way he did at 10 as he does at 60.
We're talking to Scott Thompson. The TO Sketch Festival is coming up next week, March 6th to 17th. And Scott Thompson has his own show. You might wonder why we're talking so much about Buddy Cole. Well, Buddy Cole actually has the show at the TO Sketch
Fest. Yeah, it's not me. It's Buddy's
exactly.
show. It's called King.
Yes.
And you see the show, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a narrative to it. They're like 12 monologues, and it begins with the monologues that Amazon Prime would not allow, and that's a lot. So I just kind of start off with that, and then it moves into brand new material, and then it kind of but it's very now. It's a very much about the world we live in today.
That was what I was about to ask you. Is it themed around the world that we are living in
100%,
today?
100%. Yes. It's about now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's about now, and it's very much about identity politics. Near the end, it's about that, but he kind of goes at it because I don't think it's helping us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if that's not inspiration to check out Buddy Cole and
Scott
Thompson.
That'll also keep people away, but I think hopefully it will bring as many people as it keeps away.
And of course, you love performing in Toronto.
Well, yes. You know, everybody loves performing in their hometown because people are so kind to their hometown.
They love to see you. They know you.
They love to see you.
Scott, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Scott Thompson is part of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival as Buddy Cole, March 6th to the 17th. That is the full festival dates. For more information and tickets, torontosketchfest.com.
And let's check the roads now. Here's Spencer Costin.